Hello.
Hey, Eve, it's Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Eve, Rob texted me earlier about some kind of loop or something that needed to be reconnected. Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Thank you, because I've got two other tickets to run to. I'm finishing up an install, and I still got a no
I know,
dial
I know.
phone.
I took care of it. I took care of it. It was
Well,
just a loop down, and then it turned into a big shitting thing. And can we give it to Tom? And I says, no, he's got to install in three troubles. So then he sent Tommy Quinn over. So I sent it to Tommy Quinn, and let me just see. So I put in an email that I was sending it to him, and it's still in Tommy Quinn's bucket. He didn't sign it off yet.
yeah, I was gonna say, find somebody with a bucket. I mean, we're all in this together, all hands on here. If
Yeah,
you
no,
see
I
it.
gave it to him. I gave it to him, and I told Rob that I was going to email the ticket to Tommy Quinn.
I appreciate it because he was like, oh, I'm gonna have Eve give a ticket. And I was like, I didn't want to be rude and say, but I said, Rob, I got an install I'm working on, and I got other trouble tickets that I have.
Does he not know how to check an NBS or just to give me a courtesy call so I could tell him? I will work with this guy. He's shooting from the hip, Tom.
I don't know how he's being trained. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm
If
saying,
that.
he's like promising shit, saying, yeah, I'll just send you there. And I'm like, he's up to his ass in work. Can you call me? That's what I do. That's my functionality. Come on.
Exactly. I don't know why I'm like his go-to guy to
Oh,
send shit.
Corlett was involved in all this other shit.
Just send it to me.
No, to see if it's just a loop. Maybe it's the contractors. Maybe it's not ours and all this good stuff. It just got blown out of proportion in less than 5 minutes, and I took care of it. Don't worry.
And you're only here till 4:30.
Yes. And you have the Hedges Road and Liberty Corners left that I can see on your tile.
Yep, and I took care of this Wi-Fi that was. Did you know they scheduled me for a Wi-Fi at 8:30 this morning? Did you hear that in my rattling this morning?
No, I thought they did something for 5 o'clock. Or did they do something for 5 o'clock?
They did after the customer called and said that it's 10 o'clock. Where's my tech? And then they
Oh.
they're at 5 o'clock. Now, that's great, but when were they gonna like let the customer know?
I don't know
You
who's
know what
running the show. I still haven't gotten a straight answer. And it's been, I don't know, almost a year. Seriously.
You know who's running the show.
Yeah, but it's not being. Never mind. I gotta be careful. I'm on the other phone.
Okay. So at any rate, yeah, I'm gonna go. It just sucks that you're not gonna be here because, you know, if I needed something, I know I can call you.
Yeah.
So at any rate,
Are you done with the install on Hillside?
yep, I'm finishing up right now.
Oh, okay. No, only because it's green. Like these things on my end, they turn different colors, and I'm not sure.
Oh, well, I still gotta get going. I get
Like
on
the one where they
Hillside.
messed up the fiber, that's still open on your slot, but it's purple with all your notes in it, mind you. And then the one you're finishing up now is green. So I'm just making sure you're okay, other than just the two troubles on the legacy side, correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Right, good. All right.
Yep. So, which one do you think first? The no dial tone guy? Probably, right?
Yeah, he was from yesterday, so yeah. And I did try and call him to see maybe it, like, fix itself. No dice.
And I don't know what to tell him about his bedroom extension. If I get main things
Do
going,
not, do not. No, that cannot be done today. Can't.
get his main phone, and then I'll see
That's
what I
it.
can do
That's
with
it. Give him my
that.
name. I'll take care of it with him. I'll take care of it with him another day. Or tell him that I'll call him back tomorrow morning and make an appointment if he still wants someone to come out to do that. We'll do it at our leisure.
And because this other guy on Hedge is going to be me working in the friggin' dark, which sucks to try to
Yes.
figure that out. But I mean, that is what it is. But I didn't need Rob putting extra shit on me when I already got, you know, what I had. It's going on 4:30, and I still got 2 friggin' tickets left. And he wanted to put one more on me.
I don't understand. I don't.
Last night he gave me the friggin' insult. You knew that, right?
No, I didn't know that till I got in this morning because I wrote the work up, and I'm like, huh, Tom's got another order. I only wrote up 2 for him. So, yeah, I find out new stuff every day. It's different when I come in the morning, put it that way.
I mean, I know installs are important. We want to get extra customers, but we have to look out for ourselves, too. I mean, it was monsoon friggin' conditions. If it's an emergency, somebody's out of service, unfortunately, I got to do it. But when somebody misses an appointment or something happened and it's 6 o'clock at night in December and monsoon rains, it's going to have to wait.
I just find the whole thing ridiculous. It's just like any fool knows that. Why? For what? I don't understand.
No, neither. I just don't get it. Magically, this shit, we're not artificial intelligence like robots. We're humans trying to get as much done as we can.
I know. Oh, and also, I don't know if you know, but I'm giving you the heads up, not trying to get you upset or anything, but we're in the same boat tomorrow. Barry's got an install, and then he's taking a half day, so it's you and Pete with all the installs that we have. So I just wanted to give you the heads up, okay?
Yeah, no, I appreciate it.
All right. See, I didn't know that. I didn't know that, Fred. I didn't know that Pete was off today.
Oh, I didn't know either. I don't know what's going on.
I didn't find out until much later yesterday when I was writing up the work, and I'm like, I could have swore Pete had a couple of orders. I wonder why he doesn't have orders. And I went to make a joke and call him, and I says, what are you, on vacation tomorrow? And he goes, yeah, why? And I'm like, oh, my God, I was just joking. I saw you had orders, and then now you don't have orders. That's why I'm calling. So I didn't even know until, like, after 4 yesterday. Yep. I know, Tom. You there?
I'm here. Yeah, I'm listening.
So I don't know. I can't talk loud. You got everybody and their brother in the building.
Yeah, I know. It's been challenging. It's a matter of how it's being managed, really. We know we got extra work, but, like, you know, we can only do so much. And it's not magic that this shit just appears. You know, it's
no.
Physical labor and thinking.
Nope. Planning.
Travel time. Going from fucking Greenwood Lake to Warwick, back to Greenwood Lake again, to friggin' Vernon. It takes time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. God.
What else is there to say? Yeah, I'm going to do the best I can already now. I'm going to be fighting. I got to get this. And I'm going to be fighting the dark probably on this trouble already. So.
The DSL one, yeah, probably. Are you coming in early for anything tomorrow?
I'm only going to come in early on my own time because you just told me that Barry is going to be going half a day, so I want to get a jump on it.
All right. No. I'm just asking. So it's not like if you say you're going to do, like, you know how they give you overtime if you want to take it? If I knew that and you said yes, then I would slip you trouble if you're coming in at 8. But Barry's first install is 10. So he's free for 2 hours in the morning unless I come in tomorrow and something happens. My intention is to, because we've got a bunch of troubles. We do. We have 1, 2, 3, 4. We have 5 appointments for tomorrow alone. 5. Troubles. Yeah. So. All right. So let me go because Keith is manning the, he's getting every single call and he's giving me the bird.
Okay.
All right. I'll talk to you later, Tom.
Okay.
All right. You're welcome. Bye.